The vote to censor Arizona Republican Paul Gosar was largely along party lines, 223 yeas to 207 nays. Two Republicans joined Democrats in the House condemning him. That's Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. It's over a video he posted on social media. The rudimentary, edited anime video shows Gosar with two swords, stabbing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in the back, and then blood gushing out of her body. Then Gosar goes after President Joe Biden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the video a clear threat to a lawmaker's life.
Words spoken by elected officials weigh a ton. Disguising death threats against a member of Congress and a president of the United States in an animated video does not make those death threats any less real or less serious. And indeed, conveying them this way makes them potentially more dangerous by normalizing violence. It isn't funny. When a member uses his or her national platform to encourage violence, tragically, people listen to those words and they may act upon them.
Democrats say Gosar's conduct would not be tolerated in any other workplace and shouldn't be in Congress. Here's New York Representative Jamie Raskin.
Is there a high school or a workplace in America that would do nothing if a student or a worker posted violently threatening material against a fellow student or a colleague? It is remarkable to me, Madam Speaker, that we have colleagues who think we should do nothing in the face of a member of the United States House of Representatives who posts an animated cartoon video of him killing a colleague. Congressman Gosar is 62. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 32.
Showing no emotion, Gosar pushed back at Democrat scrutiny, defending the video and denying it promotes violence.
I rise today to address and reject the mischaracterization accusations from many in this body that the cartoon from my office is dangerous or threatening. It was not. And I reject the false narrative categorically. I do not espouse violence towards anyone. I never have.
He's not alone. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is also gaslighting the issue, charging Democrats with a power grab.
I do not condone violence, and Representative Gosar had echoed that sentiment. The video was deleted, but Democrats won't listen because they will do anything to distract from the failures of one-party rule in 1 year, destroying a nation. For Democrats, this vote isn't about a video, it's about control. That's the one and only thing Democrats are interested in. Not condemning violence, not protecting the institution, not decorum or decency, just control. The Democrats want control and they don't care about the consequences. They're destroying this institution, silencing the minority, and therefore silencing millions of Americans.
In response to the Republican leader's remarks, it is a sad day.
Gosar's target, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who he stabs in the video, rebukes McCarthy's sentiment, speaking on the House floor, noting Gosar has yet to even apologize to her for the video.
It is a sad day in which a member who leads a political party in the United States of America cannot bring themselves to say that issuing a depiction of murdering a member of Congress is wrong. What is so hard about saying that this is wrong? This is not about me. This is not about Representative Gosar. But this is about what we are willing to accept against a member of this body.
Other women lawmakers are defending Cortez and supporting Gosar's censure. They say his video is a dangerous attack on women's rights. San Mateo Representative Jackie Speer, who survived a shooting, says Gosar's video is akin to threats made against women lawmakers around the world.
Congressman Ocasio-Cortez has become the go-to subject of the radical right to stir up their base, as too often is the case for women of color. Violence against women in politics is a global phenomenon. A 2016 survey by the Interparliamentary Union found that 44% have received threats of death, rape, beatings, or abduction. The intent of these online threats against women is clear. Silence them, strip them of their power, and discourage them from running for office. 23 members of the House in the history of this country have been censored for actions including insulting the speaker or using unparliamentary language. Certainly, conduct by a member depicting murdering another member of the House deserves censure.
The censure is the fourth in nearly 40 years and just the latest example of the raw tensions that have roiled Congress since the 2020 election and the violent Capitol insurrection that followed by Republican Donald Trump supporters. The decision to censor Gosar is one of the strongest punishments the House can dole out. It removes him from two House committees, Natural Resources and the Oversight and Reform Panel, on which Ocasio-Cortez also serves. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.